Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PWTR, where we rate and debate the hottest topics in the world of wrestling. I'm Justin. You can find me at PWTR Justin on Twitter. And I'm not here with Duke or Manny today, but I do have a special guest, and that is...
Lex Liz, and I am a cam girl who also is really, really into wrestling, and I tweet a lot about wrestling and watch a lot of wrestling. That's why I'm here.
I saw that you liked wrestling. Like, hey, we could use a, you know, new perspective instead of just the same old every week. So, yeah.
Bring a fresh perspective.
Exactly. That's what we're looking for on PWTR every week. Well, today, this is a very interesting week. We got Money in the Bank, Raw, SmackDown, all this stuff. And then we have the biggest news of all, the biggest shocker, I think, even more shocking than happened at Money in the Bank. Roman Reigns has been suspended. Now, I don't think the details have come out, so to speak, on what he's suspended for. I think we all have our own guesses of why he's suspended. He's on Twitter. He put out a statement, WWE's put out a statement. It looks like he's still going to wrestle Battleground because the dates align. So just my biggest question is, what are your thoughts on his suspension, and do you think it will negatively affect him in the upcoming future?
Well, I definitely think it was probably like steroids or something like that. I mean, I don't know if they've, I haven't read the statement, so I don't know if they have said anything in particular.
Oh,
but
nothing yet. I think they're keeping it ambiguous for a reason. They usually do.
I'm sure something like that, or maybe painkillers or something like that. I bet it's drugs, but like, who knows? They're being all secretive. And how will it affect his future? I don't know. I mean, Vince seems to really have a hard on for him, but like, he's just not good as a champion. And I think like, it really just like depends on how well Ambrose does with the championship. And like, I think Ambrose is going to do really well with it. And if he, you know, gets a big fan following, which he already has, which Roman doesn't have, then maybe the WWE, just maybe, will be logical and kind of put Roman Reigns in a more secondary position, which I think Reigns is more cut out for anyway, being more of like in a secondary sort of enforcer role like he was in the Shield. So those are my thoughts on the subject.
All right, as for my thoughts, it's unfortunate that it's never a fun thing to see a wrestler suspended for anything or hurt or anything like that. With Roman Reigns, I don't know if this will, as you said, Vince does have a hard on for him, so I can't see this like, because they pushed Orton when Orton got busted twice for something like that. So I can't see him. Oh, what are you saying?
Oh, no, it's just like Vince just loves those really beefy fighter dudes, and he just won't let him go.
And if he's gonna push Orton after Orton's like failed twice, I doubt he'll be like, you know what, Roman, you're not getting a push anymore. I think he's just gonna be like, okay, that's a mistake, we all have him, whatever.
Yeah,
but I do think this kind of will hurt the build of Battleground, because he's not gonna be there. So it's gonna be, and if he's still in the match, which I think he's still gonna be because the dates aligning or whatever, I think it's really gonna hurt that build. So it's gonna be Ambrose and Rollins just back to back, and oh, there's a third guy, but who might have a shot of actually winning it. But so let's focus on us right now. It's gonna hurt that build, and that's gonna hurt the story for the match at the end of the day, which is sad, I would have to say. But you know, I can't see this hurting Roman Reigns in the end game. It's my big thing with it is, how could a man do that when you're getting pushed the moon? Like, what more do you need? If it's steroids, why do you have to enhance yourself even more if you're already there? Vince has already picked you, ego on. Why feel the need to juice up? If that is what it is, I'm not, because I don't want to be liable or anything like that. I'm not going to say he's just flat out doing steroids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, like, I wonder if it might be a different kind of thing, because, like, steroids, I could definitely see Roman Reigns looks a little bit roidy, but it could also be like prescription painkillers, which could also make more sense because, like, you know, and he's more recently gotten to this sort of a headlining point in his career, which could be like, you know, bringing on like more injuries and just more pain that he's trying to like manage. So I wonder if it has something to do with that. But I just honestly do not know enough about the WWE's drug policy when it comes to pain meds, because they have like rampant prescription drug issues, but like, they're prescribed. So I don't really know like at what point it starts to become an issue with their health policy. So I also wonder if it's something like that, since Roman Reigns has in, you know, fairly recent months been sort of catapulted to this like headlining spot. So maybe something to do with that, but I really think it's drugs. And I bet it has something to do with him trying to manage these like new responsibilities, you know, as kind of as the new face.
Yeah, I could see it that way. So if it is that, then I guess I understand, because your body does take a toll on you after a while, I would assume. I've never stepped foot in the ring, but it just, if it was really steroids, I just shake my head and wonder, like, why? You already have, you don't have to enhance it anymore. It's not
that would be really a lot more confusing to me. It's also like, dude, like, you're already massive.
Yeah, you're not looking like Samoa Joe or something like that. Who Samoa Joe's awesome, don't count me wrong. But you don't look like him. You're Jack. You're Vince's guy. You don't have to really add on to that. So.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, the steroids would be more confusing to me than something like painkillers. That I could kind of like understand the narrative there, but with steroids, just like, what are you doing? Especially because, like, you know, he's risking so much by doing it. It theoretically.
Very much.
But he might also just know that, you know, he might also be aware of the fact that, like, you know, it'll take a lot, I think, for him to fall into Vince's bad graces.
Yeah. So. I think he's still in good with Vince. That, I don't think that's up for debate. I wonder what they're going to do from here. It would be interesting to see if they, like, okay, yeah. We need to dive back just for a little bit and go with Rollins and Ambrose. And speaking of which, Money in the Bank happened Sunday, and
yeah.
Some big things happened, mostly Dean Ambrose winning Money in the Bank first off in a great ladder match. And then, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was like, that ladder match was really, really good. I enjoyed that thoroughly.
I did too. I dug it. I liked it way more than the WrestleMania ladder match, which I hated. So.
Yeah.
I don't like Zack Ryder at all, so it is what it is. Then we go to Ambrose winning. I'm like, okay, interesting. This adds nice dynamic for the Rollins-Reigns match, which happens a few matches later. And they put on a good match too, Rollins and Reigns, giving them some credit. Rollins wins, surprisingly enough. I'm like, oh, well, this is going to be fun and interesting. And then all of a sudden, Ambrose music, because if I just lose my mind, because like, I'm a bigger Ambrose fan than I am Rollins or Reigns, the Ambrose wins the belt. I'm like, what? What world are we living in? So my question to you is, thoughts on Ambrose being Money in the Bank first and then being champion? And actually, get your perspective on the fact that all three Shield members were champion in one night. Like, that would be interesting to get your take on that. But yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Well, I'm really happy about it. I really like Ambrose, and I feel like, you know, he's kind of got the whole package in, like, a weird way. But, yeah, I really like him. I think he's a great champion. You know, he cuts great promos, and he's in all kinds of interesting storylines and stuff like that. So I think he's great, and I'm happy for him. And, yeah, I thought the ladder match was really good. And, yeah, when thinking about, I mean, I was just surprised that literally at the beginning of the program – he said, like, what if I did this? And I was like, no, he's probably not going to do that. They wouldn't be that obvious, right? And
yeah, they would just lay it all out for you. They're like, yeah, we're doing it.
So in their obviousness, they actually really surprised me. So I did end up like, kind of getting taken aback by that. But I'm really happy with the outcome there. So yeah, the ladder match was really good. And the Rollins-Reigns match was good as well. And yeah, I'm really excited to see where this whole, like, Shield triple threat-ish thing they have going on is going to go. I mean, like, that is kind of the bummer about Reigns being suspended as well, because, like finally, he's a part of a storyline that I care about, and, yeah. Like, I'm interested in watching, and now he's gone, so it's just like, fuck. But,
sidetracking, but you didn't care about the AJ Styles Reigns feud or anything like that?
The what?
The AJ Styles Reigns feud, you didn't care about that? I'm just...
Oh, wait, there's an AJ Styles Reigns feud, is there?
Yeah, it happened a couple months ago.
Oh, it happened a couple months ago. Fuck. All right, where was I a couple months ago? Right, a couple months ago I was homeless. Like, so I was not keeping up with wrestling at all because I was homeless as fuck. Like,
oh, good.
No, yeah, I've been, like, sort of in and out, but yeah.
Well, now that you know there's an AJ Styles Reigns feud that you need to go check up on. But
yeah, I need to. I'm still playing catch-up with WWE in general. Like, I'm going back and watching, like, the old wrestling stuff like that, trying to, like, fill out my knowledge so I'm not such a mark.
And so we basically hit the point we want to see. We're excited for Ambrose or whatever. So I'm going to like open the floor in the free room and just ask you a couple questions from what you do, though. And I saw that you're a big fan of the Young Bucks. And we don't get much Young Bucks love on the show, per se, because mostly focus on WWE. But, yeah, why do you love the Young Bucks so much? I'm curious. Like,
well, so I literally just got into them. I heard a Young Bucks interview on this other podcast. And I really, really liked the interview. I really liked what they had to say and you know, about wrestling in general. And, like, you know, they told some stories of their matches where I'm like, that sounds fucking crazy. So then I went and looked up some, like, Young Bucks matches on YouTube and stuff like that. And I've been watching a bunch of those and, like, really, really enjoying them. So that's actually really a more recent thing I've gotten into. Like, I'm talking the last, like, week. Have I, like, been like, wow, the Young Bucks are the shit? And now I'm going to try and get into some older, like, Bullet Club stuff, too. But, you know, there's just, like, so much, like, wrestling history and, like, indie wrestling and all this stuff to explore out there. It's, like, overwhelming but super exciting. And so it's, like, I get really ADD, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch all the WrestleManias. And I'm like, no way, I'm going to watch all of the Young Bucks matches. Like, so I just, like, I'm kind of flying all over the place because I just got into wrestling, you know, like 10 months ago or something like that. But it's kind of gone from 0 to 100 for me. So.
Well, at least you're into it now, and you're catching up. You're saying, when you watch some indie wrestling, it's a good start. When watching all the WrestleMania, it's another great start. So it looks like you're doing all the necessary things to be, like, acquainted and be, like, a true wrestling mark, so to speak. So,
yeah. Getting there.
So you're going to get your card soon enough. Like, you're taking an exam, and you're like,
I'm going to get that. No, I'm studying up. Exactly, yeah. I'm like, no, I'm ready. But I really enjoy just, like, watching wrestling and, like, learning about the wrestlers and all these relationships between indie companies and stuff like that. It's all super new to me, but I find it super interesting. So, and it's pretty cool. It's a fun pastime.
Yep. And I'm also don't think I'm going to leave out your two favorites now, Enzo and Big Cass. Why do you love Enzo and Big Cass? I think everyone in the world kind of loves them, but I'd like to hear why you love them. But
oh gosh, honestly, like, their promos are just the best, and their song and everything. Like, I love the way they talk. Like, especially Enzo, they talk so strangely. I really like their wrestling style. I mean, it's a pretty, like, you know, whatever, where, like, basically Enzo gets beat up and they do, like, the hot tag, and then Cass comes in and beats everyone down. But I still really like their dynamic. I think they have a lot of chemistry and a lot of charisma, perhaps Enzo more than Cass, but, like, I like Cass's, like, oafish charisma, sort of. But, you know, I really like them. But, like, I really just, like, honestly, their promos just, I think that's why everyone loves them, because they're such unique characters and they have such a unique way of talking and stuff like that. And it's like a breath of fresh air, you know?
Yeah, it is something entirely new. And speaking of new, I mean, I guess if you have thoughts on some Big Cass, you have to have thoughts on a New Day too. So.
Yes, my other favorites.
I love the New Day quite a bit.
So wonderful. Like, and the New Day, I feel like, we'll see how things go with Enzo and Cass, but the New Day was my favorite, and then Enzo and Cass came up, and now, like, I'm sort of, like, really into them. But the New Day, you know, always got a ton of love for the New Day. Oh, they're so great.
I know, always interesting. It's, like, the same, they're, like, in the same vein as, like, an Enzo and Big Cass, where it comes, like, they talk so differently from everyone else, and they're, like, they're sort of their own thing. That's always a nice, fresh, like, all New Days, okay, we're hearing all this crappy stuff going on with whatever, and let them go, New Day, get Enzo and Big Cass. That's the fun part of the tag division. Right now.
No, yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of great characters and stuff in the tag team division. Although I was really disappointed with the tag team match at Money in the Bank.
Oh yeah, me too. It was very botchy.
So botchy and stuff, which is unfortunate. I was really actually, like, I was pretty jazzed for that.
I know, because I like all four teams to an extent. I thought, oh, they're all solid workers. This would be a great match. It just didn't click for whatever reason. So.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but yeah, like, I was really excited about, like, all four. You know, I was like, this is gonna be a great match. So that was the biggest letdown of Money in the Bank. Like, you know, and for whatever reason, it just didn't click. You know, and it happens. You know, but. It was too bad. I have hope for the future, though.
Yep. You got to keep that hope for him.
Exactly. You know, you got to keep it alive.
what other division can we talk? Okay, let's talk about the women's division. Who's your favorite female wrestler to date? Not to date, but right now.
So currently wrestling? Sasha Banks, obviously.
Everyone's a Sasha fan.
I really like Becky, too.
I really love Becky.
Do not like Charlotte.
I hate Charlotte.
I really do not like Eva Marie.
But you like Eva Marie?
No.
I do
not like Eva Marie.
All right. I can handle that.
Yeah, Eva Marie and Charlotte are, like, my least favorite for sure. Charlotte just, like, I'm so done with her storyline and shit, but that's another example, I think, of just, like, a real, like, hulking person that Vince is just, like, all about, because he's all about these giant people. But I'm like, no, Charlotte is super boring and super uncharismatic and, like, is just, the storyline is just not doing it for me. I'm really excited about what happened on SmackDown last night, because now, like, they're kind of gearing up for what looks like a Sasha-Charlotte feud, which would be awesome, because yep. Sasha might take back the championship.
Yeah, that'd be nice if Sasha were to win that, because Sasha's amazing. She's clearly leaps and bounds better than Charlotte.
Oh, yeah, she's one of the best wrestlers they have on the roster, and, like, not only one of the best, like, wrestlers, but just, like, cuts great promos and is a huge fan favorite and
stuff.
Got
a great character, too.
That's the thing. I wish Charlotte would make more of a heel turn. She's so, like, resisting being a heel, but, like, and, like, Charlotte, everyone hates you. Just embrace it.
Yeah, it's like, at the point that when I look at Charlotte when she talks or whatever, is like, I don't feel think she feels comfortable being a heel, so to speak. Like, she doesn't have that evil in her, so to speak, like her dad, like, exudes or something like that. So it's kind of like,
yeah,
like I'm a good person, but I have to be bad. Like, it's a weird disconnect with her. Like, she tries to be bad, but you can always hear that it's not really clicking because you don't believe what you're saying, so to speak, which is a big thing to...
Oh, yeah, totally. And it's just, like, really cringy to see her, like, trying to, like, battle with the audience and be like, hey, I need to talk, shut up. And it's just like, no, Charlotte.
Yeah, like, she'll say random things, like, in their thing when she's talking to, like, dissing Ric Flair. I don't know if you saw that or not, but she's, like, diss Ric Flair or whatever. She, like, tell fans, like, say what
Let me
time.
Say my thing, shut up. And I'm like, you're just going to make them louder. Have you not ever watched an episode of wrestling before?
Yeah, like,
you, like... It's like the cardinal rule is when you try and get them to be quiet, they will get louder. And I just, yeah, I mean, her storylines are, like, boring and stuff like that, so not into Charlotte. But, like, I am pretty interested in the direction they're taking right now. So also with this Becky and Natalia feud, yeah. That's also pretty interesting, although, like, I'm definitely more interested to see what they're doing with Sasha now that she's finally back.
She's finally getting that push that she needs to... Hopefully actually go through with it this time and actually give her the belt over Charlotte because Charlotte's done. There's nothing more you can do with her. She's a failure. Just accept it. Move on.
Yeah, like, I definitely agree with that. Like, in general, I really wish like WWE women's wrestling would go back more to like an Attitude Era sort of thing. I'm watching old Attitude Era matches. That's one of like the things that I've been kind of pursuing. And like, man, like the days of like Chyna and like Lita, all these just like gnarly bitches who just would like you do not want to meet in like an alley. Like it's not like I'm down with like Sasha Banks, sort of like the glittery wrestlers too, but I wish we got more gnarly bitches like you got in the 90s.
Yeah,
there's just more representation because like, yeah, and like I don't remember that one's name, but she was like blonde and kind of had like half of a shaved head, and she had like the like this voice that was just like having like your face scraped against like the street or something is amazing.
I think I know who you're talking about. I can't.
Yeah, I remember her name. Yeah, she's got like I don't remember her name right now. Like I have it's on the tip. Yeah, but just like that kind of like thing, you know. I feel like that's really missing, and I wish we saw some more of those. Just like really just
Luna, right?
Terrifying female wrestlers.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Like what's lost is that there's. Like, we get these, like, good Sasha Banks wrestlers, but we don't get the widespread of, like, a Chyna in there or something like that. And I think that what you're saying is you want WWE to be, like, more diversified when it comes to something like that.
Yeah, I want more Chynas, you know? Like, I embrace the Sasha Banks, and I think, like, having, like, sort of, like, these sort of, like, glittery, jumpy wrestlers is also good. And, you know, like, it basically, the WWE went from, like, they swung wildly from, it seems, having these really, like, sort of, like hardcore sort of, I guess, quote unquote, female wrestlers. And they kind of took a swing with the Divas Revolution and everything like that. And now everyone's really glittery. And like, I wish like we could have both because I appreciate both in different ways.
Yeah.
Like, but I do, I miss the Chynas. I want more Chyna. I just miss Chyna in general. RIP.
RIP Chyna. For real. All right.
Oh, I know. Like, I want to read like, like biography or something of hers so bad because I find her fascinating.
Oh, she's a very interesting person. Like,
yeah,
many aspects. Very tragic story of what happened to her in Triple H or whatever. But that's neither here nor there, I suppose.
That's the other thing. I want to dig into what's going on with all that. But she also had an interesting life even like before wrestling. Like she worked apparently as like a belly dancer for a while and like was sort of just this like weird gypsy chick, which I kind of relate to. So like, I want to, yeah. So I don't know. She sounds like she had a very interesting life.
Very much so. And that's speaking of interesting lives, though.
Yeah.
We talked about John Cena and AJ Styles for Money in the Bank. Oh, you have thoughts.
I have thoughts. Well, I have a danger for that, yes.
Take it away. Say what you need to say.
Oh, yeah. Well, I really liked that whole that whole storyline he did with like contracts and stuff like that. I really, really wish that they had just let AJ win clean. Like, I love that match. I thought it was a fantastic match. and like, but just like the ending, like I was just like heels don't have to cheat every time. Some of them can actually just win and just have it still be a rivalry, you know? And I like, you know, I think it's just one of those things, like, you know, with John Cena, like they're pushing this whole like golden boy thing as usual. And it's like, oh, he doesn't lose unless someone cheats. Like, well, he should just lose sometimes because AJ whipped his ass.
Yeah, because the story they were telling the entire match was just like, AJ, like, Cena can't mount up against AJ. For whatever reason, like, AJ's got his number. Like, it would have been a great finale if, like, Cena could never get it together and, like, AJ just beat him. And it's like, whoa, this is interesting. Because that gives character layers to Cena, too. It's like, Cena's going to come on Raw. Like, if let's say, perfect world, AJ beat him clean. Next time on Raw, Cena would come out and basically say, I don't know what happened. I have to figure things out. And then it's like, it adds a little doubt into him and creates more of a buzz for the next match than just going like, oh, you didn't beat me. You didn't beat me. The club beat me. Like, that's not fun. And so, like,
yeah, no, exactly. It's totally, it's just done. It's like overdone. And I wish they would have done something a little bit more interesting in that plot line. Cause I had high hopes, you know, the way they were taking it. I was like, oh man, John Cena in a not trite wrestling arc, this should be good. Like, but now I'm like, oh, okay, that was like less than ideal, but I am still really interested in that story. But yeah, I thought it was a really fantastic match. I just like the ending. I was like, no, you ruined it.
Yeah, they have the great match and then they just blew it. And it's like, well, I mean, I'm sure the next match is gonna be good because these two guys can work together great. So it's like, I wish they would just give us one match where like AJ went over clean. I would've been cool then. But what can you do, I suppose?
Yeah, you know, like, and I also think this is this thing where it's like this may be misguided, but it seems like they're trying to keep John Cena, like, you know, sort of like golden and everything like that. It seems like it's mainly for the kids because the kids don't want to believe like their hero can like get hurt or whatever. But I'm also just kind of like, suck it up, kids. Sometimes John Cena's just going to lose and like he can come back and everything. But it seems like, you know, they won't let him lose fair, which is really annoying.
Yeah, I mean, if Cena can lose, Cena can lose, okay? We have to have some balance there.
No, exactly, yeah. I don't know. I'm like, why won't they let him just lose clean? Like, I don't get, I'm like, but my theory is that maybe it's something to do with, like, keeping him appealing to, like, kids and everything like that. And so it's like, you know, that still does not really make sense to me. Like, I wish they wouldn't. And, you know, John Cena does not seem, like, super thrilled about having these things happen over and over, at least if his Jericho interview is any indicator. So it's just like, I don't know. It's a weird situation at the WWE. I'm just like, you know, Cena's not that bad. I think he's just being misused.
Yeah, it could just be the fact that I know they can't market Reigns towards kids, so to speak, because he's more of like, he's kind of just a darker kind of shade of babyface or whatever. I don't know what they're exactly pushing him to the direction. I don't get quite. But they do need that one big kids figure, and that could be the Cena role, and they're just trying to please both sides of the spectrum, like, get the kids happy with Cena and make the whoever's going to be happy with Reigns happy with Reigns.
Yeah, totally. I don't know who's supposed to be happy with Reigns, honestly. It just seems like mainly teenage girls are supporting that. Cause kids don't really seem to like him either because he's kind of terrifying. And, it seems like the teenage girl demographic is really driving the Reigns, fan base.
I have to agree.
If my teenage girl Tumblr blog creeping is any indicator, I go on a lot of like weird wrestling blogs on Tumblr, and there's just a lot of Shield fan fiction out there, and just
I can only imagine.
Oh yeah. And like when I was in high school, like it was off top. When I was in high school, I wrote fan fiction about the NFL, so it like reminds me of my younger self, only with wrestling. And so I'm just like, oh, you kids.
Oh, you rascals, you.
you kids and your bizarre sources of arousal.
Basically, yeah.
You awkward teenage libidos, you.
And especially when, like, Reigns and Ambrose were so close for a period after the Shield broke up, I could see what the fanfiction was all over on that.
Yeah, I mean, like, now I can, like, you can just, like, watch wrestling and you see moments between the Shield and you're like, that's going to be a gift set on Tumblr later. And sure enough, like.
There it is.
There's some girls who are just really reading into that. I mean, like, when Ambrose won, the screams were so, like, high-pitched, and all these blogs were just, like, posting shit, just like, I'm literally crying right now, and, like, oh, my God, it was so funny. it's a source of joy for me lurking on the Teenage Girl Wrestling blogs, and I recommend it.
You recommend it to everyone. You go do this. Every time there's a big Shield happening, look it up. So this sounds hilarious to me. So
yeah, you really should. You really should. Like these sort of just like semi-erotic gifts where they stand a little bit close. You're just like, oh, okay, I see where you're kind of going with that, but you're really reading into minor things, which is exactly what I did when I was a teenager too. It's really funny, yes. And the Shield is kind of the main, like, focal point. There's three ways, and there's also, they have different couples names for all three, and it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, where's the Kevin Owens Sami Zayn fanfic yet? I mean, come on.
That conflict is just a gift that keeps on giving. Gets old. Like, never.
I've said many a times, like, they're destined to do this forever. You know, that's one feat where, like, they could wrestle a million times. You know what? I would never get bored of it. And the other thing is, like, yeah, we need to move on from this. But this one, like, I could watch them hockey fight for days.
You know, they are both, like, such good wrestlers, and their matches are continuously entertaining. But that storyline, like, is just like, oh, guys, like, dude, they can still hate each other, just, like, do something, like, anything besides just, like, I was at his wedding, but then he hit me with a chair, and now we hate each other. Just, like, yeah, like, I wish they would do something with it, but I do think them being enemies is good, and I really think they're both amazing wrestlers, so, like, I like their matches together and stuff, but it's just, like, you know, it's just, like, over and over again. It's kind of like Dolph Ziggler and Baron Corbin at this point. It's just, like, where is this going?
Well, at least, I'm not going to defend Dolph Ziggler. I like Baron Corbin. I'm not a big Ziggler guy, but but the difference between that and, like, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, like, there's some, like, underlying, like, this has been going on for, like, from the indies to NXT to WWE. Like, there's just, like, it's always just going on, like, it's continuous, like, fun. Like, you're always like, oh, I'm going to be there right where you are, so to speak. It's like that. It's just a built-in kind of awesome that I can't really explain.
Yeah.
But with Baron Corbin and Ziggler, it's like, okay, we get it.
I almost feel like, did you just, like, forget about these guys? And that's why they're out here, like, every week doing the same match and just, like, and nothing ever happens? Like, I don't know. Like, but I do agree about KO and Zayn. I think, you know, that it's true. It has roots and everything like that. And, like, you know, it's definitely not as empty of a feud as Ziggler and Corbin. And I wish they would be, like, something with that, because I think, like, I agree Corbin's pretty good and everything, and I'm not as big of a Ziggler fan either, but, like, just anything could fill that time slot better.
Yeah, for real, like, a little effort would be nice, but with big thing with Kevin Owens and that feud being so great is, like, Kevin Owens, I could listen to him talk for days, and I would never get more.
Oh, yeah.
His smart ass nature was great, but especially when he's talking Del Rio, surprisingly Del Rio, he brings up the best in Del Rio, so who knows. But it's an odd pairing. But
yeah.
Any final thoughts you want to throw out about wrestling in general before we wrap this up?
Oh, man. Final thought. I predict that in the future, at least one member of the New Day and KO will be announcers on WWE. I'm calling it here in like 30 years.
I'm guessing Xavier Woods will be the one.
Oh, man, that would be great. But honestly, all three of the New Day and KO as the announcers in the future, oh, that would be so good.
So the future. That would be so good. KO.
I could just listen to them and just not even watch the match and be entertained.
Yeah, I'm totally down for that. I'd buy a ticket for that. Well, I don't know why I buy a ticket for that, because I'd be sitting there not hearing the commentary, but...
Yeah.
All right.
That's my final thought.
And it's a good final thought, something to really think about. We hear you. I know you listen. So, all right. You can find me at PWTR Twitter on Justin. Let me know your thoughts on the show. Use hashtag PWTR, your thoughts on the show. Give some love to our guests here. And where can they find you?
The best place to find me is on Twitter, and it's LuxLives with a 3 for the E. And yeah, you can pretty much find everything else I'm on. I'm on a lot of social media, so start there.
And just go from there. Give her some love. She did great today, and yeah,
thank you.
My first
podcast thing. I did my best.
And it was really good. You should be proud. This one should mark in the win column. So
all right.
Hey, you got a woo for us?
Woo!
Oh, come on, gotta have a little more emphasis.
Woo!
Anyway, I'll take it. All right.
Ooh,
you know it. All right.
Yeah.
That's it for this week. All right. Bye, guys.